Oh man, it's that time again to phone it in, and with me is Darren. What's up, man?
Yo, what's up?
what are you up to? Last time we talked, you were in the middle of driving and getting some, what were you were getting like a softball glove or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I was getting my softball equipment for my softball. I'm in an old man softball league. You never knew what would happen. That was the first game of the season. Second inning, first ball that's hit to me, I twist my knee, so I'm kind of, I still play, but I'm kind of, I don't play as much now. I'm almost out for the season. I should probably be out for the season, but, you know, take $45 for that league. I'm trying to play as many games as I can.
You know what you should do, man? You should just give up softball and you should just take up swimming.
Yeah, probably, but I don't like taking off my shirt around people.
Well, here's the thing. You know, you start off like a fat man and you jump in the pool with a shirt. And then,
yeah.
Then in time when, you know, you've really got all that, you know, fat off, then you can walk around, you know, without a shirt.
Yeah, that's true. But are they going to charge me extra when they have to clean the filters every day from all the body hair that I have?
No, that's all free. That's all included. That's all included in
there. Oh, okay, nice. Then I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah. I'll tell you something, though, and this is funny. I'm having trouble walking around with my shirt off, and I've lost a considerable amount of weight, and still, it still bothers me to walk around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know what you got to do? Now that you're skinny, now you got to work in that muscle tone, because then you got to get the muscles, the six-pack. Then, I promise you, you will not be embarrassed to walk with the shirt off.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on now, and hopefully, you know, the swimming will help, you know, get that in. And I have to admit, I took a couple days off, and by a couple meaning like a week off, just because of the rain and stuff like that. And I usually, when I work out, it's always outside, so I've been feeling a little flabby, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, you gotta work on that, and I'm pretty sure the ladies will love you, Turtle.
I hope so. So, this is going to be an interesting show that we have lined up for you.
It's another special-themed episode, just like our 99 Spectacular.
Do you think that that's going to be our new niche, is just doing specialty themes, or are we going to get...
I don't know. Maybe. It's kind of hard to find, you know, songs themes all the time. So maybe not all the time. I know this is two in a row, but, you know, maybe we'll throw some in there every now and then, though, some themes.
Right. So this theme is, instrumentals, right?
Instrumentals. Lyricless wonders.
And how did we come about this? Was it the last show that we were talking about, or?
Well, it wasn't the last show, but we were hanging out after work, and I was playing some songs without words. Well, we might as well play this one first, and I played a song called Into Space for you. Because it was used for as a sample for a Jay-Z song called Death of Autotune. But I like the original of it, which is called In the Space by, you might have to help me out again with this one, Turtle, Jinko Niglijovic or something like that. What was his last name?
I'm going to go with Niljovic for that one.
There we go.
Okay,
so, we might as well start off with In the Space then, because it's a great little tune. It sounds like, it sounds like it could be from like the 70s. It might be. I don't even know.
Fantastic research.
Yeah.
Okay, so here it is, In the Space by Jenko Niliovac. Maybe I said that wrong.
side dig thingies. There we go. We can use that.
Done.
I just kind of have bumpers. That could be another one now on the next one. I'll be like, I just suck at bumpers.
Yeah. And the reason why I picked that is because once you showed me in the space and you were telling me about Jay-Z, I said, hey, you know what? Jay-Z also sampled Cake, and then I showed you that song, Arco Arena.
Yes, I remember that.
Did you like that song? Or were you
yes, just... I did like the song. I've never been to the Arco Arena myself, but I like Cake. Well, I like the band Cake. I don't like the food Cake. I like the band Cake. So I liked the song.
That's a revelation. You do not like Cake, really?
I mean, it depends. I guess I like homemade cake, but I don't like the frosting and all that stuff.
Okay, you don't like the frosting.
Yeah, it's too sweet for my taste. You know, it feels like I'm getting the diabetes with every taste, with every bite.
You can feel just the diabetes beating on you.
Yeah, it's like one more bite and they're going to have to cut my foot off.
Like Kuta Kinte.
Well, yeah, I guess. You know, there's diabetes on, you gotta get the foot amputated. I don't know why, how that happens. Something to do with the sugar, the blood sugar.
You know what we should play then? We should play Grazing in the Grass, because maybe that's what we should do to, you know.
Yes.
So we don't get diabetes. We need to graze on
yes,
the grass.
Yeah, it's a good song. I've heard it 20 times before throughout my childhood, but it was actually on a radio station that plays soft jazz the other day. And I was like, oh man, I know, I've heard this a billion times, I love it. I'm going to Shazam this shit. And I Shazammed it, and I got the name of it, and I was like, we're playing on the Lyricless Wonders show.
We'll be right back.
Suck at bumpers.
That was the Soulful Strut by Young Holt Unlimited. Funny story behind this song. Again, me and Darren, we were at work. And was it you that approached me about this song? You're like, oh my God, I love this song. You put your phone out there.
Yeah, it was a few years ago. And it was before I had one of them smarty phones that I have now, which we're using for phone internet. And I was like, wait a minute, Turtle knows a lot about music. He probably knows what the name of this song is and who the hell did it. So I was like, hey, Turtle, do you know what the name of this song is? And I went, and he knew right away. He knew like in 2 seconds.
I knew it was a Soulful Strut because that song had been haunting me for eons because I heard that song on an oldie station and I liked it so much. And this is the time before there was ever a Shazam or smartphones too. And so I went crazy trying to find it. I actually had a they were doing like a top. This radio station was doing like a top 100 all time like great songs or whatever. And so I went online and I actually had to like look up every song because I didn't know what song it was. And so, you know, some of it was processed by elimination because some songs I knew, but the songs right. that I was unsure with, I had to go and I maybe sound old, but I believe YouTube was barely out at the time. So
yeah.
I would have to YouTube it and just to, you know, check if it was the song. And finally, you know, after a while, I finally found it. And then this was at the time of like There was no iTunes or anything like that. So then I went to
Tower. You had to go look for it to buy it.
Yeah, so I went to Tower Records and I finally found it on a compilation. I paid $10 for one song.
For the one song?
Yeah, for the one song. Did I listen to I can't even remember listening to any of the other songs on that CD because I didn't give a shit about them. I was just like, dude, I finally have the Soulful Strut.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? I'm surprised, you know, we couldn't have just guessed that the name of the song was Soulful Strut. Because whenever I hear that song, it makes me just want to do a little Soulful Strut down the street. You know what I'm saying? It makes me feel happy.
Right? It's one of those great songs that is everything from top to bottom. Just it makes you happy. It makes you want to walk. It's just brilliant. And no lyrics.
Yes. You know what else it does? And this you're going to love this one, Dirtle. It's a great singer. You know what else it does? It makes me feel so good, don't it?
It makes you feel beyond good. Chuck Mangione, let me say this. I never knew about Chuck Mangione until...
Cooking it all.
Exactly.
I knew it. Yeah, me neither. I have heard the song many times before. My mom used to listen to Coast in the mornings all the time. But I forget who I was a kid, but I always liked it.
Yeah, so let's play some Chuck Mangione right here.
Yes.
With Feel So Good. Thank you.
everything feels so good.
That's the best buffer you could think of.
I feel so good. It's in between feel so good, right? Is it gonna be right after or what?
Well, I mean, it feels so good, and then it's Holy Thursday, right?
Yeah.
So should it have Thursday in it or something? I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, how about this?
No, that was our bumper.
Nice. All right. Those are good bumpers, actually. It's just the banter.
Yeah. And that was Holy Thursday by David Axelrod. I honestly can say I never heard that song until today, until you showed it to me.
Yeah, well, let me tell you where I first heard it. I didn't hear the whole song word. Once again, this was used as a sample by another rapper. It was used on a Lil Wayne song called Dr. Carter. And not only was that a great song, but the beat, I was like, oh man, this is a great beat. So I looked in the little booklet on the CD, because yes, this is the time I still bought CDs. And I saw that it was a song called Holy Thursday. And I never bothered to look it up after that. And then one time I was playing Grand Theft Auto 4, and I was playing it, and I was listening to one of the radio stations in the game, and I hear a familiar beat, and I'm like, oh, cool, it's supposed to be the hip-hop station within the game. I'm like, wait a minute, I want to hear Lil Wayne. Holy crap, they've got the actual song. So it made me go out and listen to the whole Holy Thursday.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I like that. I like how just, you know, like well, for me, it was, what song was it? It was Superman by Goldfinger, and I heard that song when I was playing the video game Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
This is Tony Hawk number one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I loved it, and it was only just a piece of the song. Was that the same for you, or was it the whole song?
In the game, I think they played most of it, because I believe it's like almost a 5-6 minute song. In the game, they played at least half the song, at least 4 minutes of the song. On the sample, they only do like a snippet of the song, and then they loop it, you know?
Right. For me, the Tony Hawk Superman song by Goldfinger, it was just a portion of the song. And so yeah. I liked it. But then, you know, luckily, I went and I listened to the whole song. And I was a little pissed because I'm so used to it just going into already the chorus and everything like that, that, you know, there was a minute buildup until that, you know, to the part that I knew, but it was still a good minute buildup.
Yeah.
Let's hear another song. This is, I guess, like a French song or something.
Yeah, this one's a little different. This is more, I guess you'd call it considered a classical. I don't know. But it's, yes. It's from France. What's the French name, Turtle?
It's like Le Arlesini Suite Number 2, Farandoli. Did I completely butcher that?
Farandole.
Where were you?
Let me tell you the history about this song.
Yeah, just listen to the song.
Thank you.
And yes, that was Ren and Stimpy, the theme song that you did hear. That was a another Darren pick. Tell
me. I just love that. It's quick, but I love it. It's cool, you know?
Yeah, it's very iconic. Tell me about Ren and Stimpy. Here's the thing. I did not really understand Ren and Stimpy. I'm not going to...
Okay, when I was a kid and that first came out, I didn't like it. I thought it was gross and I thought it was stupid. But then as I got older, I kind of started appreciating the humor of it more. And not like any of their jokes made any more sense, but I just appreciated it. Like, my humor started like developing and... It was like a stupidness, so I was like, I like this stupid stuff, and that's when I just started liking it. So I myself still don't really understand it, but, you know, fun fact, Billy West did the voices of both Ren and Stimpy, not from the beginning, though. I think he only did the voice of Stimpy, but then now I think he did the, but I think later on he started doing the voices of both.
And Billy West is badass because he was a mainstay on Futurama. He did, I believe, Zoidberg and Fry.
And he also did Zap Brannigan. He also did Professor J. Farnsworth.
He's still alive, too, right?
Yes, he's still alive.
Thank God. Although Futurama...
He's very much alive. He's like this generation's Mel Blanc. That's the right guy who did Bugs Bunny and all that, yeah. Right? Not only that, he's done Bugs Bunny before as well.
Very cool. Billy West... Amazing. Sad news that they're canceling Futurama. This will be its last season on Comedy
Central. Yeah, it's getting canceled again.
Again, I know. And I'm a big, lover of Futurama, and I thought it was going to be on forever because I thought it was just that good.
Yes. Hey, now, Turtle, I just thought of something. It could be the comedy send-off. I just found it today, though. But I just thought it would be great for the comedy send-off. I know you did the Ren and Stimpy. But did you hear the whole business of these three women that got kidnapped and they were held hostage for like 10 years and how they got rescued today?
No.
Or yesterday or something like that?
No.
Okay, they got rescued by their neighbor who's like this old like black dude who just moved into the neighborhood. But you got to look for, maybe we don't have to play it, but we'll just be able to look for it. You got to look for the 911 call by Charles Ramsey. It is the funniest shit ever.
I'll tell you what, if you can find it and send it to me, I'll put it up.
Yes, I will find it, and I'll send it to you tomorrow. But I promise it's the funniest stuff ever, because like he's in the state of shock, but the way he's like cool and collected and talking, and you just got to listen. It's great.
What you're about to hear is a 911 call placed by hero Charles Ramsey after he found Amanda Berry, a woman who had been kidnapped for the past decade. This man saved her life.
5:52 p.m. 34 seconds, May 62013.
Cleveland 911, police, ambulance to fire.
Yeah, hey, bro, I'm at 2207 Seymour, West 25th. Hey, check this out. I just came from McDonald's, right? So I'm on my porch eating my little food, right? This broad is trying to break out the fucking house next door to me. So there's a bunch of people on the street right now and shit. So we like, well, what's wrong with you? What's the problem? She like, this motherfucker been kidnapped me and my daughter, and we've been in this bitch. She say her name is Linda Berry or some shit. I don't know who the fuck that is. I just moved over here, bro.
Sir, you have to calm down and slow down. Is she still in the street?
Seymour Avenue.
Is she still in the street, or where did she go?
Yeah, I'm looking at her. She right now. She calling y'all. She on another phone.
Is she black, white, or Hispanic?
She white, but the baby look Hispanic.
Okay, what is she wearing?
White tank top, light blue sweatpants. Like a wife beater.
Do you know the address next door that she said she was in?
Yeah, 2207. I'm looking at it.
Okay, I thought that was your address. So that house.
No, I'm smarter than that, bro. I'm telling you where the crime was.
Okay,
not my
look,
house.
Sir, we can't talk at the same time. Do you want to leave your name and number?
Or
your name
Charles and number? Ramsey, R-A-M-S-E-Y.
What's the phone number? Are the people she said that did this, do you know if they're still in the house?
I don't have a fucking clue, bro. I just stayed out here with McDonald's.
Can you ask her if she needs an ambulance?
You need an ambulance? Or what? She needs everything. She's in a panic, bro. I guess she's been kidnapped, so, you know, put yourself in her shoes.
We'll send the police out. Thank you.
There you go.
So that is going to wrap it up for this instrumental edition of Phony It In.
We might have to do an instrumental maybe later on down the line. Another one, because there's a lot of other good songs that are just instrumentals. I thought of a bunch more, but I'd already is it too late? So I said, no, I'm going to say it goes for another time then maybe.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, definitely we can, you know, we can do this like once every other month or something like that, you know?
Yeah, we'll spread it out, you know?
You have to spread it out because now I got to start thinking of some more instrumental tracks that I listen to. Because, I mean, I'm not saying I listen to instrumental tracks all the time, but there's this really cool band and I like to play them. My brother showed them to me. What are they called? They sing, I can't even think of their name, but they do this. I think they're called Chupacabra.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, and they are badass, and they do like 2-minute instrumentals, and these instrumentals are just funky and cool. And I just remember that right now. So now we have to do another one
sometime later. Yes, we definitely will, because I found a bunch, but there's one that I really like. And there's a teaser for the next time we ever do this type of theme. Another one by Rodrigo y Gabriela. Oh, man, I love those guys.
Oh, yeah. We loved them so much that they were on the pilot episode.
Yes, they were. And so next time we do a theme of this, of instrumentals, they're going back on.
Okay. Very cool. Now, we are going to leave you with the song DJ Jimi Hendrix by the band 100 Onces. And here's a fun fact about this song. I interviewed this band on my show, the Enter the Shell Show, a while ago. And I actually recorded the band. So this recording that you're listening to is my engineer work.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh boy, here we go. I can't wait.
Now here's an even cooler thing.
Turtle is a very experienced engineer, people. Listening, I gotta tell you, he knows what he's doing around here.
Well, thank you for the confidence, but you know, I'm still working at it. That's the thing about, you know, when you engineer music, you know, you're always working on getting better and perfecting. I had just had a band a few weeks ago that was on the show, and dude, to dial them in, meaning like to get their sound down, it took me, I kid you not, about an hour. And I still wasn't satisfied. Like, you know, I listened to the show, and maybe because I'm a perfectionist, you know, I wasn't happy with the audio in the show, but that's just me, and I'm still working on that. But I was actually all right with this band, 100 Onces. And get this, song I actually videotaped. So,
So
I'm going to embed the video of the performance so you can see them performing in my studio.
Awesome. And for those who haven't checked that out, endoftheshell.com. What?
It's kind of a big deal. So, yeah. So we're going to leave you with 100 Onces.
Everybody be sure to drive safely out there and read a book.